I've been on a conference, Ely Leaders Conference, all this week, and had a great time, and the kind of all kinds of people, speakers from all over the place, and different networks and groups, and it was really inspiring, and I shared some of it this morning. My title tonight is Overcoming Obstacles and Taking Ground for God. One of the guys who spoke, when he spoke there, said, it's not just good enough to maintain who we are as Christians and to allow God to help us to overcome difficulties, but we need to take ground around us. I think we're facing a crisis in our country and in our world. You know, we as Christians should be calling the shots as led by God for others to follow. So what if the entire world is a complete cesspit? We have a right to stand up for what we believe on the issues that are dear to the Bible and the Word of God, and we shouldn't be intimidated by everybody else. We have to call the shots. One guy stood up and said, he said the Ealing Pentecostal Church, but we think about the church in general. It's this guy who preached from Africa, he says, the Ealing Pentecostal Church is a nuisance. He said, or it is the answer to the world. You decide. We all thought, wow, brilliant. In other words, some people would see the church as a the church of God, as a thing that gets in the way of their good time, or we can be the answer to God. I just want to read Joshua 1, verse 1 to 6, and I've got some things to say about it. You've probably all heard this or read it before. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all the people, into the land that I am giving to them, to the people of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, just as I promised to Moses. From the wilderness and from this Lebanon, as far as the great river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites to the great sea, toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, so I shall be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them. And God says the same thing, I believe, to us today, that where you are, it is okay to be a Christian. It is okay to believe in that marriage should be between a man and a woman. It is okay to believe what was taught in the Bible and by the hope and wisdom of the Holy Spirit to tell everybody else. It's okay to be a Christian. It's okay. It really is okay to believe what we believe. And thank God, people in this world, Christian groups, are standing up and saying, this is what we believe, and we don't care what you believe. We'll love you. We'll do anything for you, but this is what we believe. And I believe we're in a time right now with political uncertainty in terms of our relationship with Europe and everything else, where there is a vacuum, a massive vacuum. Don't wait for some political figure to stand up with the answer, because it won't come. The answer is the Word of God, and the answer is your personal relationship with God. And with that, you can absolutely overcome everything. You know, sometimes I get here on a Sunday, I feel as weak as anything. But when I pray and when I read God's Word and when I come in and experience the fellowship, I get the strength from the corporate body of Christ and from my prayer, and I feel part of the whole thing. Isn't it sad that we had a group of Muslims protesting about the whole way that marriage is taught in schools? In somewhere, it was on the news, wasn't it? All stood up there. And I thought, yes, they're making the right protest, but the Christians should have the backbone to do that. You know, let's allow God to speak to us individually. Let us not be afraid. When Joshua himself went into the promised land, God said, this land is yours. And God says to us, I believe the area where we speak is ours. Not politically, but it's ours to, with the help of God, to spread what we believe. To spread what we believe. A few years ago, on a trip to America, I might have shared this story before, but I went into the very room in Philadelphia where the United States of America was born, where King George III, who had gone completely bonkers in London, and they kind of had a loose grip on the USA, and I think it was George Washington or somebody, there's a whole load of them, who were kind of like governors of the USA. And after a while, they got together in this room in Philadelphia, in 1776, July the 4th, and they said, you know what? We're in charge now. You know, he's 3,500 miles across there. So they wrote this thing out called We the People, and they signed it. That was their Declaration of Independence. And by signing it, they were committing high treason against the British royal family. They said, we're in charge now. George Washington said, okay, and they ran the country from Philadelphia, and then they moved it down to Washington, D.C. a few, however many years later. But what they also did was they all ran as far west as they could, ran flags in the ground and said, this is mine, this is mine. And it went on for a long time. And how it exactly happened, I might get the facts wrong. But the point is, they said, this is our land. And I believe that God is saying to you that in your family, in your street, in your school, your college, your nursing home, wherever, this is your land. And you may go home tonight and look there and think, I am absolutely as weak as anything. I'm as sinful as anything. But God says to you, no, with me, you are the answer. There is no other answer. God has caused us to pray for councils and governments and to pray for them, everything else. We should pray for the government and everything else. Of course we should. But we are the answer. We're the light of the world. Every conversation we have with everybody, we are the light of the world. We are the absolute and total answer. Christ in us is the answer. But much earlier, God said something similar to Moses in Deuteronomy 1, verses 6 to 8. He said this. He said, the Lord our God says to us in Horeb, you have stayed long enough at this mountain. Turn and take your journey and go to the hill country of the Amorites and to all their neighbors in Arabah and in the hill country of the lowland and in the Negev and on the seacoast, the land of the Canaanites and Lebanon as far as the great river, the river Euphrates. See, I've set the land before you. Go in, take possession of the land that the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac and to Jacob and to give to them and the offspring after them. So much for earlier, God says that to Moses. In other words, go in and take possession of the land. In other words, you know, if people around you are preaching or setting up systems that come against God, with the wisdom and help and guidance of the Holy Spirit, you have the right to oppose it. You have the right to oppose it. God wants us to take possession. I believe that the church, that's the corporate body of Christ, consisting of true Christians, is the only answer to this country. It is the only answer to Brexit. It is the only answer to poverty and to everything else. The church is the only answer. The weight is not on our shoulders. The weight is on God's shoulders. And he waits for us. He waits for us to take our part. Do you know when you... What Roger Bellis shared this morning was brilliant, and I've spoke to him on the phone this afternoon, because it kind of brought it more very quickly, and I didn't kind of have time. But as I've been thinking about it, and I just thought, you know, about when he said, Lord, here I am, Lord, and sort of God dealt with Isaiah's feeling of inadequacy and then gave him something. I met a Christian couple yesterday who are part of a church in sort of West End. And the lady shared about an instance she had at an Alpha course. Now, this is brilliant. This is absolutely incredible. Part of their church were running an Alpha course, I might get the facts wrong, at a shop in Shirley. Now, Shirley High Street, a lot of people going by. And they're running this Alpha course. And she felt that she should sit outside. She didn't know why, but the Holy Spirit said, sit outside. In the rain. And it was raining at the time. It was actually raining at the time. Because Leslie knows this couple as well. Sat outside in the rain, and because the Holy Spirit told her to. Now, this is brilliant, isn't it? She probably thought beforehand, she probably looked at Shirley High Street and thought, how can we save these people? God says, you obey me now. So she sat outside. Now, I can't remember every single word, but the gist of it was a man came past, asked what was going on inside. She spoke to him about Jesus. And to cut a long story short, she talked about the Bible, and she suggested that he read Genesis. Now, if you become a new Christian, comes to you, you don't suggest he read Genesis. So you get like John or Mark or something. But he said, no, read Genesis, because God told her to. And then she started singing. There's a song from Sound of Music called Go Right Back to the Beginning. Is that right? She started singing it because God told her to. And this man was in tears. He says, oh my goodness, he says, you never know this. My late wife, who died a while ago, was into Sound of Music. She loved that song. And we had those songs at her funeral. Now I'm interested in this God stuff. And she came inside. Now, some of the facts I might have got wrong, but that is when you go, here I am, Lord, send me. The answer to every single thing you face and everyone faces around you is God working through you. And he says, he talks a bit about don't go around the same mountain. And sometimes I get frustrated that perhaps I or we are kind of going through the same mountain, around the same mountain, and the church in general is. But what God says is, God says to us very powerfully, is just open up your hearts to the Holy Spirit. Let him speak to you. Don't worry about the giants in the land and allow him to write, as I share this morning, write a new story from now on with you. To write a new thing. I shared this morning about building building on the rock that is Christ. That how like it or not, the rest of the year will happen. The decade of the 20s will happen. God has assigned every one of us a limited number of days, and none of us really know when those days will end. We just don't know. Recent events have reminded us of the fact that you can be old or young as anything and God will demand your life at any time. Sorry, guys, but but the point is, but with the days you've got left, God can provide peace for now, hope for the future, love, acceptance, and also an ability to change the world around us. That's really good. One of the things I do quite regularly is, as part of my prayer time, I pray the Lord's Prayer. I love the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. That means we want your will to be done in these situations. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses. We forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us. We know that. For thine is the kingdom. So in other words, we want your kingdom to come here. Whether you use that political party, this political party, whatever they teach in schools, let it be fall in line with your kingdom. Your kingdom. Thine is the kingdom, the power. Let people see God's power through me, through my friend. Even though I don't think I'm very good, just use me. Even though I've not been a good witness in my neighborhood, use me. And the glory. That means people will look at the kingdom of God and the church and go, wow. They might look at Man City and see him score 6 goals yesterday. Incidentally, one of their players has now left and gone and joined another team, even though he's getting paid £120,000 a week. People aren't satisfied, are they? But he was planning to go anyway. He's planning to go anyway, but I mean, what do people want? I mean, £120,000 a week would be pretty nice, thank you, or even once a year. The thing is, the glory, power and the glory. God will look at the church and think, well, that church that has opened up down there, or that Elim church, or that this church, or that church, look at what God's doing there. Look at what they did for my relative, my husband, my wife, my children. Look at what they did, and I want to be part of that. 2 Timothy 4, 1 to 3, I shared this morning, where Paul looked back on his life, and he looked back on the second part of his life, because the first part of his life he was against God and he was killing Christians. But in the second part of his life, he allowed God to take the mess that he was and do something. And he says to Timothy, I charge you in the presence of God and Christ Jesus, who is the judge of the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For a time is coming when people not endure sound doctrine, blah, blah, blah. So we are commissioned, I believe, to take ground around us. Is it possible in our own strength? Absolutely not. But I believe that as your relationship develops with him, God helps you to conquer what you're going through and also gives you the strength to deal with what is to come as well. In Mark 6, verses 30 to 36, in the feeding of the 5,000, Jesus said, you give them something to eat. I mean, sorry, we've got 5 loaves and 2 fishes. There's nothing else there. What can I do? What can I do? I can't preach like him. I can't sing like her. I can't do that. Well, God says, with what you have got, make yourself available to God, and he will write a new story through you. I get frustrated each time I read Christian books about somebody that's done something amazing, because even though it encourages me, I think, when am I going to rise up and get off my behind and really go for what God is has put in me? And maybe, perhaps, you may feel the same if the Holy Spirit is speaking to you as well. I believe that we are commissioned to take ground for God. But there's many ways in which I believe, just maybe here briefly, that the enemy is trying to take ground from us. Because quite often, you know, I mean, as a church, I believe our power is in the Holy Spirit. It's in God. But quite often, a wrong view of God can hold us back. We allow different things to come in and really knock us. Sometimes boredom, persecution, fear. Fear is one with me, by the way. Can I be honest with you? Fear is one that sometimes I have to deal with, and with this God's strength, I can push through. Hurt can hit us sometimes. Pride, temptation, and some of these things can really hit us hard sometimes and push us back. But I would say never despair of coming back to God like Isaiah did, and just presenting yourself before God. I'm a man of unclean lips, or a woman of unclean lips, and allowing God to write a new story through you. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Deuteronomy 31 verse 8 says, it is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. And you might think, oh, that was for those really amazing holy people in the Bible. Well, actually, those people in the Bible who God spoke to did not see themselves as being perfect either. It is the Lord who goes before you. Matthew 11, 28, 29 says this, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Very briefly, 7 things. We'll do this in the next 5, 6, 7 minutes because I want us to go back into time of worship again. 7 things that are important lessons from the Christian race. Firstly, don't look back. Looking back is okay, but and I share this morning, don't look back and allow the things of the past to hold you now. Now, that's not an easy thing to say for everybody because we've all had difficult journeys. And the Bible says this, you know, in Luke 9, Jesus replied, no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God. In other words, well, the context basically is, look, don't see yourself as being a complete sinner. You know, God, yes, things have happened in the past. God will help you with those and you'll have a testimony out of it. But you are saved, you're accepted, and God loves you and wants to do something with you. Also, feed yourself, Matthew 4:4. Jesus answered, it's written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. In there is so much that you probably haven't even discovered yourself. But the more you read the word of God, the more you allow the God stuff to pour into you through sermons, through time with God, and through that, then you will get, you'll feed yourself. You know, it says, I think it's Philippians 4, isn't it? Or where it says, you know, whatever is lovely, concentrate on these things, whatever is noble. You know, and if we look at what God says about us, that's more important. Hebrews 10:25, don't give up the habit of meeting together. Run together. We need each other. There may be certain people in the church that you probably don't get on with as well, or you don't know why they're like this or why they're like that, but we need each other. When we're in a group like this, we have complete and total strength. Total strength. Concentrate on the individual steps you're taking. Just because you might not have been able to succeed in this area of things that God has given to you, take steps forward. Take steps forward. Don't write yourself off. Don't say, I'll never do this. Don't say, because I've been like this all the way, I'll be like this in the future. Because sometimes, and I can do that sometimes, if I say I'll never be this, I'll never be that, I have to challenge myself and thinking, is it God that said that or is it me? You know, and so just believe that God can do great things through us. Trust God with every single obstacle and focus on the finish line. And finally, I put the 7th thing is very simply, seek the fire of God's Holy Spirit. We need the fire. You know, John Roddy, my previous pastor in Guernsey, he said, I've been pastoring for years, but I've forgot everything. I've not seen the fire of God move like I want it to, and I'm frustrated. He said, I've seen people saved, people healed, grown churches, but I've just had to come out completely. And they're starting this church from scratch in Kidderminster because he's just so frustrated with the fact that he's not seen the fire of God. He said, I want to see the fire of God move. And he's in his early 60s. He says, surely there's more than this. You know, John Roddick has preached here a few times. And I'm thinking, yeah, we need the fire. We need that input from God. So I want to say to you tonight that what I've shared is born out of passion and some scriptures that I've been reading this week. But it's important to not be put off. You are the answer to the world around you. You are the, as I shared the other week, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. You are the answer, but not you, God in you. Jesus in you is the answer. And you may be living in a place where you have the most dire relationship with your neighbors, or you might, or with this family member, or that family member, or this or that. And God wants to write something new in you. I shared it this morning. It's kind of poured over into this evening's sermon. God wants to write a new story in you. Moses has seen it all and done it all, and so had Joshua. You know, and as I shared this morning, I want to share it again. I sat there at that conference, listening to people speaking with my arms folded, thinking, yeah, know that. And God said to me personally, get your notebook out and write things down. Because you might be hearing things for the millionth time, but in your humility, I'll write a new story. And God said to me, if you think you've seen it all and done it all, you won't see or do anything else. I've got to keep coming back to God like a child myself and believing that it's possible that God will write a new story. God can write a new story through us, as I shared this morning, and help us to overcome the obstacles around us and take ground for God. Now begin to share, begin to open your heart up to what God wants to say to you personally. Because I think there is a sense with the church in this land, and certainly with this church, that God is about to turn a corner, about to do something. And it is exciting, but it has to come from God, and the strength has to come from God. Because the only way in which we can overcome some of the obstacles around us, and there are big obstacles, is in the strength of God. I shared this morning, I don't feel it's appropriate to share it tonight, about one supernatural episode whereby some girls were involved in some wrong stuff and some awful things happened and there had to be, you know, people had to go in and pray. It's not appropriate to share it tonight, but if you want to find out more about it. But the Holy Spirit is powerfully doing things. You know, and I'm going to ask the worship team to come up in a minute, but briefly, one thing that really struck me from this conference was this guy who came from North Korea, broke out of North Korea. I mean, how the heck do you do that? You know, and got saved in China. It took quite a while. But then was so fired up for God that he's trying to get back into North Korea and to set a church up there. And it was so wacky that they kicked him out, wouldn't allow him back in. And then he went into South Korea and set this massive church up. And it was just, I just watched this guy on the stage. And he said that, I think it was when he got into China, he tasted, I think, ice cream for the first time. And he said, I didn't believe that food could taste so good because all he'd had in some places in North Korea was grass. But I just think, do I need all the trappings I have to live an exciting life? And I think maybe God is telling me, and possibly you as well, to go back to the basics we have and to just spend time with God and write a new story. Don't allow people to put you down and put you off. Your parents may have said this or that about you, but that's okay. We respect our parents. Let's see what God says about us. And God says about you, you're redeemed. God doesn't condemn anybody. And God has a new, exciting story to write. And I passionately believe myself that in the vacuum of any example or any goodness in society, there's a total vacuum, there's no goodness, there's no leaders, there's no more heroes, that the church is the answer and Christ in us is the answer. Can the worship team perhaps come back? And what I'd like us to do in the next few minutes is really, I mean, you know, if you want prayer for something, feel free to come forward, but that's not what it's about. We're going to worship a few more songs and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us. But I want to ask all of you to just in your own hearts, and you might be the sort of person who comes out for a prayer, but that's not necessarily an illustration of a spirituality. You might be somebody who's completely shy and doesn't want to move. That's also perfectly okay. We respect your personality. But in your hearts, open yourself up to God and say, God, here I am, send me. Where God will send you, I don't know. You know, not everybody in this church can interpret tongues. Not everybody else has got word, can do words of knowledge or can sing or preach. But together, we work together. Honestly, I bought Ashley a book back, a massive thick book from W.H. Smith in Harrogate. And over 2 days, she's virtually read through the whole thing. She can't play keyboard like some of the other girls in the church. She can't do this. She can't do that. She gets very agitated when she runs around. Ashley's brilliant with a few people, but not very good in the crowd. But she can read very, very well. And we are trying to channel her ability to read into something for God. And I think all of us has an ability. All of us is blessed by God in some way.